lot more.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least seven different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, Daddy, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
We'll be right back.
good morning to all, and to all a very good morning and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point.
On the P.
Yes, this is the official
OPT Network.
And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday.
Let's get it going. Let's go get them.
DC, I had to dig. I had to go way deep for that momentum. On this Monday morning, July 21st, if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:41 local time, 8:41 Eastern, and you are so tickled this morning. What's up with that?
The roaches are running. Somebody put a light on them, cockroach.
You're a mess. How are you feeling on this Momentum Monday? Do you already have your momentum? Yes.
Man, I tell you what, I feel wonderful. I feel wonderful. I feel rested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just feel great. You know, it just feels good to be winning. You know?
Yeah.
It feels good to be on a winning team.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of winning, we want everybody to win. And the way that you start is with your momentum. It starts in your thinking, doesn't it? Isn't it a state of mind, winning?
Yes, it is. It really is. It truly is. Some people just don't know how to win.
Yeah.
You know, they just lose. Even when they're winning, they're losing.
Even when they're winning, they're losing. Isn't that paradoxical?
It is. But it is just, you know, winners win.
Winners win.
Losers lose.
I tell you one thing. Well, we're going to believe that our listeners this morning are winning.
Absolutely.
And you know what? If you got up this morning and you weren't quite in the best state of mind, speaking of winners winning, you know, there are new studies out all the time, and I just happen to have one as you talk about winning, DC, and optimism and seeing the glass half full or half empty. Yep, there's research, comes from Time Magazine, and it says that, you know, there's scientific research that shows that there are benefits to optimism. And, you know, we've always known this.
Absolutely.
And so every single day, because we can choose whether to be optimistic or pessimistic, we choose to be optimistic. And they say optimism is associated with better health, DC, and longer life.
Long life.
Yeah. So when you're thinking better and more optimistic about yourself, you feel better, and research now says you can live longer. But this is what they also say. It says that you have to practice optimism, and gratitude causes the increase that we feel in happiness. And we've been talking about gratitude really on an ongoing daily basis and figuring out those things that you can be grateful for. And sometimes, especially on Monday morning, after a long, full weekend.
Long and full.
Some people forget to be grateful. They forget their gratitude because they're dragging themselves along saying, woe is me. It's Monday. Instead of saying, you know what? I had a great weekend. Lots of great things happened.
Lots.
Yeah. And I'm grateful that I have a job to drag myself into this morning. I am grateful that I have a place of employment or my own business that provides for myself and my family. And, you know, a lot of the things that I want, but most of the things that I need. And so the research says that to be optimistic, one of the things that we have to do is practice gratitude. And then it says, and for most of us, sometimes we don't take into account that we have to expect, DC. And what have we been talking about? Another thing, our expectors. We have to expect positive outcomes. A lot of people, believe it or not, DC, are not expecting positive outcomes. And it starts exactly from what comes off of your lips. What you open up your mouth and put in the universe is committed. The universe is committed to making sure that that thing boomerangs back to you, good, bad, or indifferent. So because we know it's true, what we put out there in the atmosphere, why not expect good, positive outcomes? You know, if you can choose a negative outcome and a positive outcome, why would you choose a negative outcome? Well, I think a lot of people choose the negative or the pessimistic outcome because they are afraid to expect. They are afraid to expect. Why are you laughing? That good things are going to happen.
Well, and sometimes it's just a habit.
You think?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, picking the wrong side.
or picking.
Becomes habitual.
Wow. You know, and if you're in that habit of choosing wrong outcomes, choosing wrong sides, choosing wrong teams, you know, I guess we really, the research talks about pessimism and optimism. And it says if you're one of those people that habitually, as you've said, chooses the wrong teams,
right,
always is on the wrong side
of every issue,
there is hope. Research says there is hope.
Well,
that you can change it.
Well, I can believe it's hope. You know why?
Why?
Because even a blind squirrel can find a nut every now and then.
My goodness.
Meaning, everybody's got to win sometime.
Well, you know, you can make it a habit. You can make it a habit, and you can start this morning by saying, you know what? But you really have to open up your mouth. And you've got to say some things. You've got to declare some things. And for us, we even write down a lot of the things and we keep them before our eyes so that if we get into a moment of uncertainty, you know, it's written. It's written. And all we have to do is look up and say, yep, there it is. I'm not going to quit. Yep, there it is. I'm going to expect a good, positive outcome. And then it even says, DC, that salespeople who are optimistic are more successful. If you expect people to say yes, if you expect a positive outcome, then the research says you can have what you expect. So this morning, what are you expecting? What are you expecting? How are you heading into work this morning? Well, however it is, you need to think about it. And what you can do, since it's still early, only 7:48, you can expect to turn that thing around. If you're tired of being on a losing team, if you're tired of always losing, even when it seems like you're winning, all you got to do is just stop. Yeah, turn it around and begin to make those good, positive confessions about yourself, about your business, about your job, about your family. Just change. I know, it seems like, well, it can't be that easy. Yep, it's just that easy. Well, as you're getting your morning started, it's already 7:49 local time, 8:49 Eastern. And as always, we remind you that kids are still on summer vacay every single morning. I don't care which way we come in. I don't care what time we come in. We always see something that makes us remind you that people are walking in high traffic areas. And I don't understand it. But it seems like they're just having a tough, tough time understanding that vehicles hurt, that this time of morning is busy in every city, every town, USA, and they've got to be mindful. But we've got to be mindful as people who are behind the wheel. So that means progress instead of perfection, doing a little bit better today than you did on Friday, and making sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. Stay engaged and stay on point. Remember, early is on time, and on time is late. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information, the number to phone, 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better faster. Is their top priority? They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria, or you can phone 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget, we're still in hurricane season, and we want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number to phone, 318-487-1881, home, auto, and life insurance. You're on point, the official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast with great tasting options like the cafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud underwriting sponsor of The Bigger Show with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's already DC, 7:59 local time, 8:59 Eastern time. And, you know, as we were sitting here during the break and I'm listening to the incredible, incredible sounds of Paul Jackson Jr., and I'm thinking, you know, the best way to get your momentum, it's to just ease into Monday. Ease into Monday. Easy does it. You know, if you just ease into the day, into the morning, and you just allow the game to come to you, just allow things to happen, and try to stop controlling
and thinking that you know what's going to happen already, and you just sort of ease into the morning. And then when you ease into the morning, then before you know it, you know, it'll be lunchtime. And so many of us really get into these control issues. And so what I decided last night, and I decided this entire weekend, is that, and I've decided this a long time ago, that in order to really truly be happy, you have to relinquish control. And so many times we get over into thinking, I've got to do it. I've got to fix it. I've got to make it happen. And so when things happen, like you come into your job in the morning and things are just not the way that you expect them to be, you know, things are different. And then it upsets you because you have no control. You have no control over what's going to happen. And so when you really just relinquish that, I mean, truly go within yourself and say, you know what, I expect great things to happen. And I walk in that. And even if great things don't happen, you don't have to look at those things that are negative that happen and say, you know, I knew something bad was going to happen. You just ease into the day. And as I was sitting here, I was just thinking, momentum comes when you just ease into the moment, when you allow the moment to happen. And the more that I take myself out of the equation, and the more I trust God and the universe to make my life happen and to make great things happen in my life, like I know that God has planned for me, the better I can feel about it. And then, do you see, I get over into coming out of control. Even trying to control people, even trying to control our children. And it is a daily, hourly battle. And so this morning I just decided, you know what, I relinquish control. And I'm just going to let the game come to me. I'm going to let God have his way. And so when I made that declaration, I just kind of made it. I feel better about it. And I'm just not going to be moved by those external things that are happening around me that I have absolutely no control over. So that said, we had a really, really good weekend, D.C. I mean, just we were able to refresh and revitalize. And it even, I don't know about for you, but it even seemed like a long weekend. I mean, the weekend for us seemed really long. But it was just good, wasn't it? Even with the rain.
Yeah, it was good.
Even with the rain. So how were you feeling after the weekend?
Rested. Very well rested.
Very well rested.
Mm-hmm.
And so
vitalized, actually.
And so did you get any new revelation this weekend that you might want to share? I mean, that you can share.
Well, you know, I always get revelations. I'm going to tell you. You know, I do understand this. I want to say this right here because there is a lot happening in this area right now, Corlett.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things going on, you know, and really, you know, people really need to be careful.
Hmm. And what does that mean?
By making those bad decisions and joining the wrong team.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, decisions are being made right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are happening. And, you know, your gut is telling you one thing and other folks are telling you something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you better go with your gut.
And, you know, one of the things that we talk about all the time is being people that understand how to process information. And not
Absolutely.
not just information that you hear from others, but being able to say, you know what, I'm not going to believe what people tell me. I'm going to believe what I know to be true, and I'm going to read for myself, and I'm going to get
Absolutely.
Educated. And that's one of the things that we talk about all the time, that information is powerful.
And really knowing who has your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are taking payoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes people do
payoffs.
Things and say things because it's imperative to their financial
Absolutely.
Well-being.
Absolutely.
But, you know, this weekend we really just had a real opportunity to just really reflect and just meditate on some things. And we've been talking about sort of being at the end of one season and moving into another season. And, you know, this weekend we exercised a lot and we feel really, really good. You're working your eating program really, really so much better probably than you ever have since we've been on this journey in the last several years and made a real commitment. But I started thinking about being in the middle and how many people are in the middle or at the end of a season. And a lot of people are frustrated because they're sort of in the middle or at the end of a season. And I kind of liken those things to be sort of similar. Like in the middle is really, could be likened to being at the end of a season where you've done all that you can do where you are, and now you're ready to move into the next thing. But the next thing is not necessarily quite ready for you. And so you have to stay right there, sort of at the end of the season or in the middle. You know, you started, now you're in the middle, and that season has come to an end, and you're ready to be catapulted into the next thing, but the next thing is not ready for you. And you say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, it's not ready for you because the door has not yet opened, but you've got several possibilities. And what happens, DC, when you're really not able to relinquish that control and you're so ready to come out of limbo, you're so ready to move into that next thing that you see, especially like if you're at a job and you're just, it's like watching the grass grow. And I don't know if you've ever watched the grass grow or not, but it grows slow. Sometimes it grows, unless it rains, like we've had a lot of rain, you can kind of see the increase in it. But, you know, it's slow. And a lot of times you really just can't hardly see any movement. And so a lot of people are like right there where they're just sick and tired. And you're saying, Carlette, I'm trying to find that momentum. But what happens, I believe, for that breakthrough, for that moment where you're ready to just, you're on the launching pad and you're ready to just shoot off, you got to really be content and you got to find momentum right here in the middle at the end of that season when you feel like, okay, I wipe my hands, I've done my work, it's complete, it's all good, I'm ready. Well, the door hasn't opened for the next thing, but you've got lots of things out there that are working, lots of things that are cooking. And if you get too over anxious, what'll happen, and we've done this many, many times, you'll choose the wrong door. It's like, let's make a deal. And so this is where you really have to press in and you really have to be steadfast. And now what you've got to do is you've got to reflect inside. You've got to look for that inward witness, that still small voice that leads, guides, and directs you, that you know, that you know, that you know. And I was talking to a friend about this last week, and, you know, you can get really, really anxious. And we've all been there because you're ready for a change, and you know change is imminent, but it's just not happening quickly enough. Well, if you're there, this is what we would say to you this morning. We don't even need the research to tell us about optimism and pessimism, because we already know. We talk about momentum every single Monday. We know that it exists, and we know that we can all own it. So this morning, we would say to you, no matter where you are on this journey, no matter which season you're in, whether you're in the beginning of a season, you're in the middle of a season, or you feel like one season is ending, stand firm. Dig deep and trust the process. When you really trust the process, and you know you'll have moments of really, really trusting, and then you'll have moments of real doubt. Is it ever going to happen? How is it going to happen? How are the planets going to line up for this big thing to happen? Well, as DC and I were exercising this weekend, I too have gone there and am right where, you know, we're talking, where I'm talking about. And so what I had to say was, okay, I don't know how it's going to line up. Right. I don't know if the planets are going to line up just the way that I need them to.
Right.
But this is what I do know. I know that what God has said to me is true, that he cannot lie. And this is what you tell me all the time. Wait.
Well, isn't that having faith?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You snuck me on that. It is having faith. But sometimes when things don't happen as quickly as we would like for them to happen, we have to go back to the drawing board and we have to say, yes, God, I trust you. I know what you said. And then this is what I had to do this weekend, especially. I had to remind myself that your promises are true, that you don't take them back, and that you can't lie. And yes, I got to get down and dig deep and say, you know what? I just have faith. I don't have to know how it's going to happen. I don't have to know when it's going to happen. I don't have to know where I'm going to end up. But this is what I do have to do. What do I have to do? I have to trust the process.
Trust the process. The process has to be trusted.
It's true.
It really is. Yeah, it is.
You are in such a silly mood this morning.
Well, no, I mean, there's really nothing to say. I mean, you're saying it all. You know, I'm saying to myself, I wonder where she gets that from. You know, but that is how you do. I mean, that's, you know, you're dead on it. I mean, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm in this place.
You can't push forward too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because divine appointments are just that. They're appointments.
Mm.
Which happen exactly at the right time and at the right place. And if you start forcing things too much, or if you start sloughing off too much, you know, you can hinder that appointment. So if what we try to do is be at one with God and the Spirit of God,
mm-hmm.
and so that we'll be exactly where he needs us to be. So we're like little birds that's just waiting for the mother to come back and put food. You know, we're just have our eyes, ears, and our minds open for the delivery of the next instruction.
Wow.
You know, and so, you know, we make ourselves as living vessels. Really, we're ready to do whatever he would have us to do. You know, when he wants us to do it, how he wants us to do it. And we just make ourselves available. And pretty much that's a lot of it right there, Corlett. That's a lot of it.
You know what? I've used the word, I've heard the terminology divine appointment, but I've never really quite thought of it like you described it. That's why they're divine, because you got to wait on them,
right? And that's why they're appointments. But you can, you know, appointments are for a specific time.
Wow.
You know
I never really,
but it's not in our time, and that's the problem,
right?
You know, especially when we cross over into self-will and we want things to be like we want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to happen when we want it to happen, because you know that flesh is something.
Yeah, it
and
is.
That's why it's, you know, as we get older, we learn how to put it under submission better, you know, and the more we learn how to put it under submission, the more we're in tune with what he wants versus what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if we get what we want, we still don't have what we really want.
Hmm.
We just have what we think we want, if that makes any sense.
Wow. And so therein lies really the paradox of being able to be content. And if you can't be content right where you are, then are you really going to be content with where you're going? And that's one of those questions that it's a rhetorical question, but it's one of those questions that each of us has to answer. If you can't be content where you are, how are you so certain that you're going to be content with where you're going? And that's why I think the Apostle Paul said, you know, that in every state, oh my goodness, in every state, he said in whatever state that he was in, that he learned how to be content.
And he said he learned.
He learned.
That's because what that means is that he was in situations where he wasn't content. He had to learn how to be content no matter what the situation was. And we too have to learn. And I think we're learning how to just be where we are,
mm-hmm.
and wait for what's going to happen. Now, a lot of times, you know, we get caught in, I like to call it the burning bush syndrome, where we need some type of miracle or something. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just not necessary today.
And, you know, as we were working to really encourage people to have their momentum on Monday, we're really working to encourage ourselves as well.
Absolutely.
and to really reiterate what we know to be true. And sometimes you just really have to say it, even though, you know, we're talking to all of you this morning that would join and want to find a place of satisfaction, a place of contentment. That's powerful. And sometimes you read these scriptures and you hear about them, but you really, sometimes there are just little bits, one word that can make the difference. And the operative word here is learn. And this weekend, as we were exercising and we talk about, you know, the things that we do and pretty much everything we do together. And those are times where we can just be out and we can just conversate and we can be at one with God and the universe. And I was saying, for the first time in our lives, what we're doing, and we were both saying this, almost in unison, is for the first time in our lives, we believe we are right where we're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And we're doing what we believe that God has called us to do. And for the first time in our lives, it's not about finances. It's not about the money grab. It's that place of learning and growing and being right where God has you to be. And it doesn't matter. Now, don't get me wrong. We all need money. We all need and want and desire money because we feel that it gives us a sense of security. It gives us, in some cases, a sense of worth.
And it's the exchange. It's used for the exchange of goods and services.
Right.
You gotta have it.
You have to have it. But when you are in the exact right place, doing the exact thing that you're supposed to be doing, all those things are added. And so it is a place of learning. It is a place of learning to just be, to be present. And see, all you have to do is just do it. It's 18 minutes after 8. All you have to do is just do it right now. And when we learn to do it sort of minute by minute, when we learn to do it just right here, and then we don't look to 8:30 or we don't look to 9 o'clock, that you can just be present and you can close your eyes and you can say, and I know it sounds so corny when I say to you, close your eyes and take a deep breath, but I'm going to tell you, there's so much cleansing and healing in that. And what it is for me when I do it, it is a place of surrender. It is a place of relinquishing that which I don't have. It is relinquishing that control, only that thing in which I thought I had. And you say to yourself and you say to the universe, I know that your plan is great for me. Because we know. He says it. He says, I know that the plans I have for you, they're good. And they're good for all of us. They're not just good for some. And so if you can just take a moment right where you are, and you can relinquish that which you don't have control. And you say, you know what? I trust you. I'm going to try just for this moment. I'm not going to get biggity. I'm going to just try just for this moment, God, to get out of your way. And then as you start minute by minute, it'll get a little bit better. It'll get a little bit easier. And then before you know it, you'll be out of the way. And he'll have a clear path to set up those divine appointments with the right people, in the right places, at the right time. And guess what you had to do to get there? Just stay out of the way. I know. It's that easy. But it can be hard. But you can find momentum in it, and you can try. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana. He does it so well. He does it with such passion, such diligence. And he does it with a spirit of excellence. And he's been doing it since 1989. For more information on how you can connect with attorney Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-9537 is the number. Walker Automotive Group, celebrating 95 years, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. When others won't, Walker will. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Their number, 800-454-3730. J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company. Over 50 years of providing trusted and effective pest control. Consultations, absolutely no cost to you. Phone 318-448-4800. Not only will they come out, they'll do a survey, and I guarantee you they'll make it absolutely affordable. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached at 318-346-2540. Solo Photo Productions. Solo Productions captures your precious moments, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. 318-581-9106 is the number. Their website, www.solophotoproductions. Already 8:22 local time, 9:22 Eastern. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. As we concentrate on music and singing and on this time of the year, a lot of new songs out, new groups out, keep this in mind for me that a bird does not sing because he knows a song. A bird sings because he enjoys the music. Music is a universal language that calms us and makes us wonderful. So I was thinking about my friends with this who sing the blues, and there's a group that was having a blues show the other week. And just a reminder for the community, people who participate in singing the blues and knowing the blues oftentimes are blue themselves, because it comes out of oppression, out of worry, out of heartbreak and pain and suffering. Mahalia Jackson once said that to sing the blues is to be blue. To understand sadness is not to know joy. To cry is to have pain. She said, but when one moves to the presence of God, their singing become a joy because they bring praises and lift others out of their blue situation. So say Mahalia Jackson. And I've learned from experience that all of us should have a song in our heart, a melody and a praise. And whenever we're going through difficult times, learn to sing. Sing your song. And God has a way of lifting us above our circumstance and our situation in music without ever knowing the words. Learn to hum a tune. Have a blessed day. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. That's the smooth sounds of the great George Benson.
Yeah.
What a way to grab that momentum, to relinquish control, and just be. I don't know about you, but it just puts me in that smooth type of atmospheric, yeah, just easy. So, you know, this is what I was thinking. Today is the day that we go and deliver senior boxes. It's that time of the month. And I was thinking, you know, we always talk about momentum, but there is no better way to gain momentum than to come out of oneself and to help someone else.
No, it's no better way. I love to do it.
You know, so like if you're so self-absorbed, and most of us are, that's just how we've learned to live our lives. What about me? Me, me, me. What about me? Well, if that describes you, and it describes me too in many cases, well, what we do to come out of ourselves and to forget about ourselves and to forget about those things that concern us so much is we come out of ourselves to help someone else. You know, we're always talking about giving. Well, if you just choose one day a month or one day a week or just any time to figure out how you can be of service to someone else, it seems to just take away all of the apprehension, all of the anxiety, all of the angst that you're feeling about you, yourself, and yourself.
Absolutely. But the thing about that, Carlette, is you don't really experience it unless you do it for some time, because it's an acquired taste. You know, you don't just start helping folks and liking it straight away. You know, you basically have to give it some time. And that's when you have to go on the recommendations of somebody else who's saying, hey, this will help you if you try this.
Right.
But, you know, you may do it one time and you may not reap the harvest of doing it. You just have to give it some time and you just have to do it to really be able to appreciate it. You know, because I too used to wonder, man, how do those people do that? They're always giving. They're always helping somebody else. And, you know, and it's like you said, when you're really self-absorbed, you really can't appreciate that because you're always looking at self. Me, 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 I. Sometimes I, me, I. You know, but when you really start to give back and, you know, reach out a hand to pull someone else up.
Yeah.
There's really no feeling like it. And once you start doing it, you don't ever want to stop.
And you know, that's absolutely on point. And every month we look forward to seeing the seniors on the route. And every single month we meet at least two or three other seniors that say they'd like to see how they could get a box. And, you know, that's a great place to start, even if you don't want to go deliver boxes. You know, if you want to just add to what we do or to what the food bank does, you can support a senior for a simple $150 per month. That gets them a 50-pound food box.
A whole year.
For a whole year, every single month. And, you know, as I was thinking about today, the OPT is hooked up to the trailer. And when we leave the microphone this morning, we will drive directly over to the food bank. We will load up those boxes, and we will travel from Rapides Parish down into Avoyelles Parish, and we'll deliver each and every one of those boxes. And so, you know, I was thinking, what can we do to be a blessing to others? If you're self-absorbed this morning, if you don't have momentum this morning, figure out how you can help somebody else.
Absolutely. It's all about helping somebody else, Carlette. And I'm going to tell you, it really does. It's like, you know, to me, you know, it does something to my soul, you know? And, you know, when we go to the food bank and Officer Mike Hall.
Officer Mike Hall.
Yeah, that's B. Hall's brother. Officer Mike Hall's over there. You know, he helps us. You know, he works with the, because, you know, they you know.
Inmates.
Yeah, have an inmate program over there. And you see so many seniors out. Like, they're out there right now. You know, we noticed this morning when we were going to get gas up before we came to the show.
Right.
you know, so that we could just go take off and go straight in. I mean, you know, they're just, the parking lot's full.
Absolutely.
But there are those people who can't really get out
mm-hmm.
to go get those boxes, and mainly in the tip of Rapides Parish, which is Cheneyville.
Right.
And on through Bunkie, Mansour, on to Mansour, Marksville is how we do it. And go on to St. Paul Lutheran in Cocoville.
And this is an opportunity for us, especially when he's out of school, to teach our son volunteerism. Teach him to come out of himself and to see what he can do for others. And
maybe we have a call.
Do we have a call?
Let's see what's happening.
Uh-oh. And so it helps young people. It's just good for young people to come out of themselves and figure out what they can do for others. Okay.
That may be a call. Let's see what's happening.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Robert Washington. I heard I was a discussion on another radio station this morning between Mr. Philip Terrell and Tony Brown.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay. This was about the property that we have in Rhode Gully, in which judge at that time, Philip Terrell, ruled on.
Okay. All right. So just let me stop you there. And you got to tell us, first of all, what in the world, tell us we're what not, you're talking about.
We don't know.
Okay. We have 61.67 acres in Rhode Gully, Louisiana.
Okay, and we would be who?
My family, the Harrods.
Okay.
Okay, we have been denied access to it. The property has been trying to take the property for since 1999, really.
Okay, who's been trying to take your property, and who has denied you access?
Attorney Will Soche has, this is how it started off.
All right.
Back in 1999, Soche bought the property in 1994 from Omega Harris Plantation. In 99, he filed a lawsuit in the Ninth Judicial Court saying that we were taking trash and dumping it down there, and it was spilling over to his property, and also that we were poaching off his property, which wasn't true.
Okay.
Once the judge was supposed to be Donald Johnson at that time, after that was found out, he had it removed and dismissed without prejudice. He then took it to Pineville Court under Philip Terrell.
Okay.
They, at that time, he made a ruling. Judge Phil Terrell ruled that we pay him in the total cost altogether, with coat costs and everything, we spent out a little over $17,000.
Good Lord.
So we had attorney Greg Gravel at that time, and he said that we live in the city of Alexandria. We have garbage pickup here twice a week. They say we was taking garbage from our homes, dumping it on that place, which we weren't. We had occasionally, every year we went out for the first squirrel season and hunted. And that was basically what we did, you know. We may have had a few mayonnaise bottles and stuff like that, but the trash and stuff we burnt in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he wrote us a letter saying that the trash was...
Who wrote you a letter?
Will Soche did.
Okay.
And we need to attend to it.
Okay.
What the family did, I wrote him a letter, and the family went down. It's a bayou that runs down the length of our property, his property, and on through his property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We went down, and in the bayou, they had baby paraphernalia, like diapers and stuff, mm-hmm. and they had washing powder jugs. They had bleach bottles and stuff. Trash, you know. But we don't even have electricity down there. We don't have water down there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't wash. We don't have babies down there.
Mm-hmm.
So the trash, and they had whiskey that we don't even drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we cleaned it up, and I wrote him a letter saying, look, I want to be a good neighbor,
mm-hmm.
and I'll clean this up, but I don't think I'm responsible for, we as a family don't think we are responsible for the trash that's on your property, because attorney Mike Walter has parties over there many years. And he had people staying over there with kids and children, and what did they do with their trash?
Hmm.
Okay. Anyway, Terrell, I took Terrell said, "Well, I'm gonna go look at it." I took him down and showed him. At the time,
okay. Now, who was Terrell at the time, and why did you?
He was a city judge in Pineville.
Okay, he was a city judge in Pineville. Okay, so you're okay. So you take the judge to the property.
I took him to the property, showed him the stands, I showed him the way to buy run, and mm-hmm. I showed him the property didn't have all that trash on it.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
And I showed. And he looked, and he just said, only thing he told me, I'll be fair about the situation and stuff like that. Okay, well, in court, Attorney Gravel asked him, he said, well, why did you take it out of the night judicial court when you had a black judge and bring it to this court?
Mm-hmm.
And he immediately took them, Judge Terrell, immediately took them all to the back.
Okay.
And they come back, and he said, well, he was smiling and said, I'm going to be fair about the situation, and I'm going to rule honestly about that, in which I don't think he did.
Mm-hmm. How did he rule?
He ruled in their favor for, I think it was right at 60. Well, he sued for $15,000, mm-hmm. and he ruled from the day he filed the suit, it was accruing interest.
Wow.
Not the day he won the day he filed the suit.
Okay.
Accruing interest.
Mm-hmm.
So in total, we paid right at $17,000, a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we paid the money, Attorney Will Soche refused to accept it.
Why?
He wanted to put a lien on the property.
Why did he refuse to accept it?
Because he wanted the property. He didn't really want it. He wasn't worried about the trash.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so, sir, what you're saying is somebody was trying to take your property from you. They were strong-arming you and your family.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh wow.
You know, if it was about the trash, don't you think he would just took the money and been done with it? No. We had to go back to the Ninth Judicial Court, in which at that time Judge Johnson came up again.
Okay.
Okay. Scott Attorney Gravel went got a real estate lawyer, okay. Scott Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After Scott explained everything to him and gave the rules to him, Judge I remember like it was yesterday. Judge Don Johnson told him and said, Mr. Soche, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Hmm.
He said the Harrells had met their responsibility. In this case, look kind of suspicious, but I don't know what they do in Pineville, but, you know, I feel they met their responsibility, and the case is over. You have to accept the money.
So did you give the money at that time?
He took the money at that time.
Mm-hmm. So, now, sir, let me ask you this. So basically what you're saying to us here is that you paid somebody $15,000.
17.
Over
15. Over 15. It was 15 plus 15,000
plus accruing interest, and then cost the coat
for some trash.
Yes.
Oh man.
Wow.
Well, for trash, and then the thing about it
that you didn't even put out there.
After that, he turned around. Attorney Will Soche turned around and built a fence around us. First, he wrote a letter saying he was putting up a fence because he was putting axle deer in on his property.
He was putting what?
Axle deer. That's deers that come from Asia, I think, India, somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
They use them in sports to hunt.
Okay.
But he fenced the area in front of the very front of the property, but he never completely fenced the property.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went around, all the way around the property. I killed like a 172 class deer, the buck there, and mm-hmm. I heard he was very angry about that. But I've been hunting this property since I was 5.
Why was he angry? Know? Why was he angry that you killed that
because
big buck?
He has said, and I've heard he said, that the deer that I killed was his deer.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
But it was on your property, right?
On my property, and the deers are supposed to be owned by the state in the state of Louisiana.
Okay.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Not him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's had the game warden come in on us numerous of times when we hunting and check us and saying and even threatened to take us to jail once. And I've talked to Pete Oliver over there, and I told him, I said, look, I don't mind getting checked.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but this is ridiculous. Every time I go out there, they coming in checking us, and I had to call Baton Rouge about that situation.
Right.
Okay. He put dogs on both ends of the fence to keep the deer from coming on our property.
My goodness. Well, it sounds like, let me stop you there. It sounds like What we would call this is a burning desire to share, and I thought you were going to share something totally different. So, obviously, you're upset, and I guess I'm just trying to figure out what's the crux of the whole meat of the matter.
Okay, let me tell you what the whole thing is. Then he came back in 2004 and put a fence around. We sued him to have to remove the fence. He put part of the fence on our property.
Okay, and this is he is Mr. Soche.
Mr. Soche.
Okay.
We sued him to remove the fences and stuff.
Okay, did they remove the fence?
No, he did not remove the fences. We went to court. Judge Randolph wanted to rule that we paid for a right of way that we had since 1929.
My goodness.
Paid for it, and the family refused to pay for it because it was our right of way. We maintained it.
Mm-hmm.
But as you, it was at that time, even there, it was restricted right of way.
Is this like your drive? Is this your driveway?
Is this the entrance to your
property?
Excuse me, yes. That's the only way in and out of our property.
Oh, so they blocked your so what you're saying is
they blocked
you from getting into your property.
Oh, they locked us. We can't even get onto the property. We haven't been on the property since April the 30th of 2013.
So you haven't been on your property in over a year.
Wow.
Yeah, over a year. And what it is, and then he wrote us a little letter saying that.
Because I'm trying to keep up with the story. Who wrote a letter?
Attorney Wilbur Soche wrote us a letter saying that we really rebuffed his offer to buy the property for $90,000. Okay, if you call this rude, tell me. The family wrote a letter back telling him, said, we thank you for the interest in you showing on the property, but we don't want to sell the property, so please do not contact us anymore about the property.
So, sir.
Is that rude?
Okay, so, sir, no, that wasn't rude, but it seems like what you're saying, and we're sitting here trying to try to get everything you're saying, but it seems like you're saying that somebody has been harassing you to get you off your land.
Oh, yes.
That you've been owning
since 1929.
We've been on it since 1929. My grandfather bought this property, and the last thing he did and told, I know when I was around, when I heard him say, do not sell the property. You do sell it to each other because some of the family might have to come back and live on this property and take care of themselves. You know, and we have always respected that. We have a pecan orchard there.
Mm.
I had just spent $10,000, and so I'm clearing up the property. I built a pond on there for to put cows back on there. I raised vegetables and stuff down there for the, you know, just for the people and stuff, you know.
And so who do you think is trying to take your land?
It's Mr. Soche is the head of it. But
and who's helping?
Mr. Wilbur Soche, Attorney Wilbur Soche. But the thing about this, it's supposed to be Ares Omega Plantation Incorporation. And in an incorporation, it shows a name, but it don't necessarily have to show everybody's name on there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who all is involved in it, but I know one thing. It's the thing about, you know, like Judge Randolph, he's supposed to know the law.
Right.
How can you take somebody right away when you know they had it for that many years?
Now, sir,
he erred in judgment right there. The Third Court of Appeals say he erred in judgment.
Now, sir, let me ask you this. Let me stop you right there because this seems like one of those situations where it's somebody stepping on somebody and doing some unrighteous stuff. Did you contact the Tony Brown Show? That's mainly what he does is look out for people and prevent unrighteousness.
Well, Tony was on the air with Philip Terrell this morning.
Okay.
Talking about the situation. And from what I understand, it was some misinformation given. I'm going to get a tape of the whole situation, but I didn't hear it. I was called and told what was going on because I know Greg did not tell him, Attorney Philip Terrell said that, Mr. Gravel said that, he didn't think it was anything racial about it. I don't think he made that statement.
Okay. So what are you saying? What do you say about it? You think it's something racial about it?
I'm saying it was racial, number one, because we were only black in the area. We the only black that owned property in there.
Uh-huh.
But then again, it didn't really have to be racial if you think about it. It could have been a poor black person, a poor white person. Right. They probably would have done the same thing to them. But the thing about it, the situation.
So what you're saying is these people right here take advantage of the less fortunate.
Yeah, they the one with the money. So, you know, look, we've been fighting them and fighting them, but think about it. Uh-huh. They got lawyers in the corporation. They have friends in the judge places uh-huh. and stuff like that. How can you fight something? You're going to run out of money sooner or later. They're not.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Mm. So you're saying basically this whole little pile of people then got together and wronged you is what you're saying and your family.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, wow.
Well, do you think you're going to be able to keep your land, or how is that going to play out?
Well, they can't take the land, but what they can do, they're not. The only thing I can see they're trying to do, you know, I still pay the taxes every year.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're thinking, you know, you're not going to pay the taxes because you can't get to it, right. And then that's one way you can lose it.
Wow.
Okay, the next thing is they figure, you know, because I've talked. Matter of fact, I talked to his lawyer one day.
Whose lawyer?
Attorney Associate Lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Last. Okay. Now, this is another thing about the whole situation. When we went to the court last time, they hired Judge Johnson's son to represent Wilb Associate.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Johnson.
Okay.
That means that's a conflict of interest
mm-hmm.
if Judge Johnson hear that case.
So I guess what I'm trying to figure out, let me just rewind, because this mm-hmm. has just caught me so off guard, and I'm trying to... You know, I'm trying to follow the story, and I'm sure that people who are listening are trying to follow the story. Now, you talked about the first thing you said was Tony Brown and Philip Terrell. What does Philip Terrell have to do with this
Initially started.
Okay.
When it first started in 1999, Philip did the first ruling that shouldn't have been ruled against us, saying we was taking trash. I even went to the radio station and got, I mean, not the radio, the weather report thing. They didn't even have a flood in the area during that time.
Wow.
In order for the land to, even trash to wash off the land, it has to be a flood, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
But that time it didn't have a flood. So, you know, he ruled, and then something I noticed when we were talking, when we went down to the property, he did mention that he had hunted in the area. What area he didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, in my mind, if he ever hunted in any of that property of that Bronx Omega, he should have recused himself in the first off.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these guys hang together. You know, they had parties and all the judges. That's another thing. They had many judges, many politicians on this property having parties back in the day.
Wow.
Ever since I was young.
Because,
you know, I've been down on this property since I was 5 years old.
Wow.
It started with Philip. Philip, you know, Philip smiled in our face. Saying
Philip Terrell?
Yeah, Philip Terrell uh-huh. smiled in our face, said he was going to be honest about the situation. And I don't think he was honest nowhere, no kind of way. So not the ruling. You know, honest. Why would you rule in the first place? It's very seldom you hear a ruling where they give it interest accruing from the day you file a lawsuit.
Wow.
And then the thing about it, I mean, you know, you... Trash, that much trash.
So you think you should have never lost in a judgment
never.
For the trash
never.
From the get-go. Now, I heard him talking about, I heard him this morning somewhere because we're in the move. I had to move in, put my trailer on my truck, but I heard him saying something about the Baron Scooter Pikes deal, the guy who was so say murdered up by a policeman who somebody got off. I heard him talking about that.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like they were saying that the guy, Philip Terrell, didn't represent the guy who murdered the Baron Scooter Pikes. Now, I heard he got murdered on Tony's program. That's Tony said mm-hmm. somebody murdered the guy.
Right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, I can go back.
Right.
To
say that the police.
He said
murdered.
That the police murdered the young guy, Baron Scooter Pikes, with a taser, but that the guy, Philip Terrell, didn't have anything to do with representing.